Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's a happy Friday, November 4th, in this episode. And we're going to help you.
Say it's really Wednesday.
I wasn't going to say that
happy
this time.
Happy Friday. No, you needed to.
You messed everything up.
Happy Friday.
It is Happy Friday, and we're going
finally, got to the end of the week.
Yes. But as was the case last Friday, kind of feels like hump day. That's what you said at Friday Show last week.
Not only that.
Because it is hump day.
Not only that, but it really is. We're really going to turn our clocks back this
That's
weekend.
Right.
Okay?
That does happen.
This is the first Sunday of November.
That's right. That's right. We talked about that the other day.
Right.
So yes, it
I'm
is.
So happy about this because we've been turning the clock back for 2 or 3 weeks now. So, and it's really going to happen, and we're so excited.
Finally, we get that extra hour.
Right.
We've been waiting for it forever.
That's right. Use it well. Use that hour well because there's been much anticipation for this.
I've been waiting for this extra hour since
for
April.
3 or 4 weeks.
Since April. So I lost it.
Right.
So, anyway. But we're going to talk this morning about a little strategy getting for actually wrapping up your weekend and getting ready for the next week.
Right. Yeah, here we are at Friday, but let's you know what happens on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, you got to drag yourself out of bed and back to the salt mines on Monday morning.
Right.
And it can be a challenge.
It is, you know, and it's because we spend so much time anticipating the weekend and thinking about that, you know, relaxing, refreshing, rejuvenating, and just kind of just coming down from the busyness of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is that on Sunday night, when Sunday night gets here, we're thinking, oh my gosh, tomorrow I got to go back to it. It takes all of that down because we're thinking about the chores and challenges associated with the week instead of thinking about what we can accomplish for the week.
That's right.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about the importance and the simple strategy of setting a goal for the week on Sunday night. You know, when you're getting ready and to lay down for bed and you're sort of wrapping everything up and you're thinking about, okay, this is what I'm going to wear tomorrow, this is what I need. Take 5 minutes.
Hopefully you do that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not every, but really you should.
Yeah.
I mean, you should take some time Sunday night to sort of begin to anticipate, you know, process what happened over the weekend. Hopefully it was good. But start to prepare yourself for the morning.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, what you're going to wear, if you're going to take food to work for lunch and all those kinds of things, all that can be done the night before, so it makes your morning a little bit smoother.
Right.
But a little thing to add in there that just takes a couple of minutes is to think about a goal that you would like to accomplish in the coming week.
Right.
Now, it doesn't have to be a goal for Monday necessarily. It can be a goal for something that you do at some point during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But you start thinking about it on Sunday night.
Right.
You know, so this week, I really want to do this. This November is what is it? NaNoWriMo. So it's the National Novel Writing Month.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are those who are trying to write, what is it, like 60,000 words this month for this for NaNoWriMo.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of writing.
You know, but that requires some planning and anticipation. And so if you're sitting there on Sunday night and you're thinking, okay, I really want to stay ahead of this, so I need to write, you know, 15,000 words this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's going to be about, 3,000 words a day, Monday through Friday. And so, you know, you're starting to think about and anticipate some of that stuff so that you build some positive anticipation for the week.
Right. And you used, one of the words you used, if you do this Saturday, you can do this Sunday night, or you can do it Monday morning. Let's say you do it Sunday night and you start to anticipate. As you look into the week, there's all the things you have to do.
Right.
See, and that's typically what we do is we look for it. Oh my God, I have to do this and I have to do this. And I have this court case and I have this, that, and I have to pay my tax. All the things that you have to do. What we're talking about is what do you want to do?
Right.
You use the word want.
Okay? Right.
What do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish for myself this week?
Right.
Okay. And that begins to let a little bit of fresh air and sunlight into your life.
Right.
The have to's, those obligations you're always going to have. What we're suggesting is, and again, this is in line with that positive psychology that we've been talking about, is what do I want to do? What will give me a feeling of satisfaction?
Right.
Because many of the have-tos never end.
Right.
I mean, in, especially in teaching, and I mean, you just go from day to day. You pick something that you can get closure on, painting a room. It can be something.
Washing the car.
It can be something as simple as, I'm going to get my yard taken. I'm going to mow the lawn. I'm going to finally do this. I'm going to get some. I'm going to clean out that closet that's been bothering me. Okay, something that I really want to do that will make me feel better.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and if you think about that and you plan that out on Sunday night, you know, especially if it's a bigger thing like I want to straighten up my yard, or I want to get my yard in order.
Clean the garage.
You know, that could be something where, you know, on Monday you're going to mow, on Tuesday you're going to do this thing part, and on Wednesday you're going to do that part.
Right.
And so it's something that you can plan out through the week. And so each day you're making progress towards this big goal that you have. Mm-hmm. And it really is reinforcing and rewarding, and it makes you feel good because you said, okay, that's right. You know, by the end of the week, you're looking back and you're thinking, you know what? I set this goal for myself, and and look, it's done.
That's
I got it done.
And or maybe a person that you want to be, that you want to spend some time with, a relative or a friend, or maybe even a romantic interest that you say, this is the week that I'm going to spend time with that person.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to look at my week, and that will brighten up my week. If I can spend 3 hours with him or her, that will make my week better.
Yeah.
Right. So do that for yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. So take that challenge on for Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, when you're, again, getting everything ready for the week, and you're getting ready to, you know, thinking about what you're going to wear and what you're going to be doing. Take that extra little bit of time and set a goal for the week, and then make it happen.
Yeah. And just
give yourself something to look forward to.
Right. I would feel so good if I... And then finish that sentence.
Yeah.
You know, what would make you feel good for the week? You know, if you accomplished one thing, if you're able to do one thing, what would make you feel good?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, that is the last. That's it for this
for
show
this week.
And for the morning show for this week. So we hope you have a great weekend, and we will be back Monday morning on a regular schedule of one a day.
Yes. Look forward to Monday.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Good day. We'll